Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. It's good to be back with you after our four-month hiatus. People have been wondering where we were. Well, we've been here all along. But my first responsibility is always to my local congregation, and the last 4 months have been an awesome ride as our little church plant has put down roots and begun to really flourish. I'm grateful for your patience. Today, we conclude my conversation with my friend Jason White. Jason is a pastor, a federal agent, and a church security expert. He's also the author of a great book on the topic, Church Security and Outreach, A Spirit-Led Strategy to Pursue the One and Protect the 99. In today's episode, Jason and I talk about a really critical piece of the church security puzzle, building really good relationships with your local first responders before they are needed. Not only does this bring a new level of protection and responsiveness to the church, but it also provides opportunities to bless those who daily put their lives on the line for the rest of us. So over the years, I've had the pleasure of not only knowing in the towns where I've pastored, but actually pastoring some police, firefighters, first responders. In my first senior pastorate, the town's fire chief was actually on my deacon board and one of my dearest friends. Those relationships, in some cases, and I think of one case in a medical emergency where a gentleman on the back stoop of the church had a massive heart attack. You know, those relationships became very important in times like that. Talk a little bit about why churches need to, if they don't already have those kinds of relationships, they really need to develop good relationships with first responders, police, fire.
Absolutely. A lot of people jump to the extreme, and it's a good point, this mm-hmm. extreme. If something happens at my church, I want my first responders to be familiar with the layout.
Right.
That way they can most efficiently get to where the damage is occurring. And that's a valid point. And that does occur when you have a relationship and a partnership with first responders. The relationships are crucial. And I think with the first responder community, there's a common ground because as believers, we're here to serve. Mm-hmm. First responders have also taken oaths to serve. Mm-hmm. So there's a common calling there. Mm. And they're an intricate part of our strategy. Mm-hmm. So we want first responders to serve as part of our strategy in the security ministry. I'll give you a great example. I want a law enforcement officer at every church. Mm. See, I love the spirit-led security strategy we created because I was thinking from it from a stewardship issue of let's spend as least amount of money as possible, but spend it as efficiently as possible.
Yeah.
This is really the only aspect where you do have to spend money in this strategy. You're going to pay for a law enforcement officer to be there. I think it's an investment. I think it's also insurance. It's an investment because we are now interacting with a law enforcement officer mm-hmm. that we generally wouldn't. So we're developing a relationship. Mm-hmm. That relationship can foster change in that person. Mm-hmm. They're now mm-hmm. maybe stepping foot into a church they never stepped foot into before. Yeah. They're even though while they're serving, they're hearing the message. Mm-hmm. They're experiencing worship. They're interacting with believers. So we're investing in that officer and his or her family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's insurance also in the sense that if a critical event occurs and action needs to be taken by the safety team and you have a law enforcement officer there, the law enforcement officer is going to act under the color of law. in their capacity as a law enforcement officer, under their training, their certification, they're there, in essence, working.
Yeah.
As opposed to having random people that are now acting in that capacity. Mm-hmm. So that is what, in worst case scenario, I want that to happen.
Yeah.
Plus, in the worst case scenario, the law enforcement officer is right then and there. We're not calling 911.
Right.
We're not miscommunicating information. The cavalry is coming if need be at the click or the press of a button.
Right. It also, I would imagine, helps a lot with litigation, too, because of the officer being trained and certified. And
absolutely.
It protects the church in that regard, too.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up again, because, again, an active shooter or a slip and fall. Mm-hmm. Whichever way that evil wants to take down the church, if it takes it down, if it takes down the local church, that specific local church, if it takes it down, it's a victory.
Yeah.
In that sense. And that's why we have to do that.
Yeah.
And then the other great thing about the relationship is there's a like-mindedness between the people that are attracted to the safety team that want to serve and law enforcement and other first responders like firefighters and EMS. And they also want to continue to train and get more and learn more. Mm-hmm. So through a partnership with your local first responders, you can get with the firefighters, the EMS, and say, come into one of our quarterly trainings. Teach us first aid. Mm-hmm. Teach us medical mitigation. And this should be a no-cost way for an outside agency to come in, train your people, and foster further relationship, which, again, then piggybacks more on the outreach aspect.
Yeah. I know in our particular case here, our county sheriff is a wonderful believer, a man of prayer, and he's offered to do those kinds of trainings for local churches. So there really is a willingness on the part of the first responders to come in and help churches in that regard.
Absolutely. And I think nationally it's an untapped resource. And it goes back to what we were saying about the importance of relationships, because that can foster relationships that are mutually beneficial. And I love that aspect, because as a first responder, I know the hearts of other first responders. And I also know the stoicism that can become part of first responders that will make them reluctant to go to church.
Yeah.
I know many, many first responders who are professed believers that see the worst of the world over and over and again throughout their careers, but are not willing and ready to walk through the doors of a church. But if we can bridge that gap and have a relationship established through serving our community together, the possibilities are endless at that point.
Yeah. And I am aware of at least a couple of different cases where police, who, again, have seen the worst of the worst, and, I mean, that's their job. I mean, that is the environment where they have to walk into every single time. When they come to a crisis point, if they've already got a relationship with a pastor or a church, they have a place to go. And I love that when I hear those stories where the church, because of a pre-existing relationship, was able to step in and serve a family like that in a time of crisis. That's a really beautiful thing. Jason White, this has been wonderful. And I thank you so much for the work that you've done with the church. I thank you for the way you're serving our country as well. Really appreciate that. But thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be a part of the Minister's Friend podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I have known so many first responders during my ministry career. I've known some who were strong believers. I've known others who didn't claim to follow Jesus at all, but were incredible servants just the same. I've also known some who've been slowly hardened over time because of all the horrible things they've had to see and investigate. And that hardness impacts all of their relationships, including their families. Establishing good and consistent relationships with the police, fire, sheriff, EMS, and other first responders in your community is not only good for your church, it can be a huge blessing to those first responders as well.
Jason talks about how important it is for the first responder community to already have a good layout of your church and property before they have to respond to an emergency. Having that information in hand, especially in a rescue situation, can literally make a life or death difference. Jason also recommends that each church have a law enforcement officer on site when the church is gathering. There is certainly an expense to hiring an off-duty cop for your church's security, but it's money well spent. A trained officer may see things your security team may miss. And if there is an emergency, you don't have to wait for a response to your 911 call. An officer is already there on site to help. Beyond how first responders can help your church, however, is how your church can bless those first responders. If you develop a real, trusting relationship with an on-site officer or other responders, it gives the church an opportunity to serve them. In fact, you may even be able to serve their families as well. In times when such a first responder has a crisis, they will already have an established relationship with a church and pastor. You can't put a value on that. Finally, partnership with first responder agencies can provide some great training opportunities for your security team and other church members. You can receive emergency first aid training, CPR training, learn medical mitigation techniques, and much more. And all the while, you can learn how your church can serve those who protect and serve us every single day. It's a win-win. I'm so grateful to Jason White for sharing his expertise with us. And I cannot recommend his book, Church Security and Outreach, A Spirit-Led Strategy to Pursue the One and Protect the 99, more highly. There's a link in the show notes. And don't forget that Jason has also offered our audience some templates for security team reporting and information forms. His contact information for those is also in today's show notes. We've got some great things in store over the next several weeks. We're going to be delving into a passion of mine, disciple making. We're going to talk about local church health and how to improve it. And we have some other neat stuff planned as well. All that's coming up on the Minister's Friend podcast. You don't want to miss it. I'm so grateful that you are in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders just like you lead their congregations well. If you're blessed by this podcast ministry, would you please tell others about us? Your recommendation to your friends, other pastors, and church leaders, that's the best advertising that we could ever ask for. Please also take a moment, if you would, and give us a review on whatever platform you use to listen to the podcast. Good reviews and ratings by our audience move us up the charts and enable us to connect with more people who may be blessed by this ministry. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you. Thanks for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!